I'm joined by K's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-0 win at Leatherhead. Alan, this is always a difficult place to come. How pleased are you with the 2-0 victory?
Yeah, I remember last year coming here on Boxing Day and being the worst 0-0 ever. Half time, I thought we were sloppy and we had a bit of a crack at them again at half time. I thought second half we upped the tempo a bit. We looked a bit more hungrier. Players up their games a bit, but it wasn't great. So we missed a lot of chances we did. We're sloppy at the back. We were from 1 to 11. Except for Adam Thompson, who I thought was outstanding, not our best player by a million miles. I thought, we didn't do great, we just done better. And obviously better was good enough, and delighted with the 3 points and delighted with the result. But performance-wise, I was delighted how we played against Crewe. I thought we were outstanding against Dulwich. I thought on Monday night was a great, you know, team effort. Today, I just thought that we were a bit below par. And that's, you know, the pitch is heavy and it's a tough place to come in and not a bad side, but I just thought that we got a bit more in the tank. That's what I thought.
Is that the sign of a decent side, though?
That's the pluses that me and Hamza were talking about just there, where you're looking around and thinking, who was outstanding today and all that, and except for our centre-half, who was outstanding, I thought everybody made blips, which you've got a right to do on a pitch, like, you know, heavy pitch. I just thought up front we've got some great chances of winning, kill the game off. We never took them. We needed to have a bit of a bony at half-time, we did. And I was just disappointed with some of the performances, but is a whole, yeah, great. It is a sign of a good side, I think, if we're doing play particularly well and win games. And then we've got players who do... can win the game, so yeah, I'm pleased with the result.
What about Simon Huckle in the middle of the park? I thought he played very well second half and capped his performance with a great goal.
It was an excellent goal. That was an outstanding goal. And him and Tommy got a lot tighter second half and a lot better. And we had a bit of a crack at them too, and I thought it justified ourselves. And I thought it was an excellent goal. Great ball in by Liam Collins, an outstanding ball in, who was having a shock out at half time. And he's come out in the second half, and it was a great ball in, a bit of quality, which he's done against Cray as well. And what a great ball in, what a great header by Hook. So I'm delighted for the lad. He loves scoring goals and playing well. And the second half, yeah, he's done a lot better.
NJ Lampton was unlucky not to make it 3-0. What was your take on that absolutely screaming volley? From where I was standing, it looked like it crossed the line. What was the lad's reaction?
I've got a hump, to be honest. Some of the lads probably noticed. I think some prick is in the stand, and I hope he comes to Sutton next week, where he's shouting, and it's got back to the dressing room, like, and he's shouting that he hoped the first goal was no own goal because he didn't want to credit Neil Lampton. And that's when I was supporters at, and that's diabolical. And I wish I could see him one-on-one, I tell you. And it gives me the hump that NJ Lampton's in the team because we thought he should be. And he scored a goal. And he's hit a shot, was it with our line, was it not, I'm not too sure, but why not give a lad a chance? If you got, yes, if he's having a bad game, by all means, but didn't pick on the fucking lad. Like, and I really got this where I want to have a one-on-one with some supporters, because not threatening, just to talk to him, because like, if a lad can't actually play, put a shirt on and play a game and relax and want to play, why not shout at me? I'll pick a team, and if it's anything, why not shout at me? Why not call me useless for picking him? He's in the team because we think he should be. Will he be in next week? I don't know. But at the same time, he scored a goal for what a day. He's hit the crossbar, he's tried his hardest, and he's effort. But you need people on his side. Majority of our fans are absolutely different gear. Behind the goal today, but if you've got some stupid idiot in the stand shouting, oh, I hope it's not his goal, well, I think that's just pathetic, to be honest. Like, and I'm not bothered what to write on his flicking websites and all that. That's just pathetic.
What about the bookings for Jamie Beer and Carl Wilson Dennis to change the subject? What did you make of those two in the first half?
I thought it was very harsh. I thought Jamie's right in front of the linesman as we had a 50-50 tackle. He's an honest kid, Jamie. I've played with him and I've obviously managed him, and he's on a good, you know, he's been great for us the last few weeks, and that's a 50-50 committed challenge that is, and he's given a booking. Linesman hasn't seen it, referee has. And Carl, I thought, was getting battered in the first half and never seen that. So it's decisions that I had a word with the referee at half time. I thought he had lost it a bit, but then again, he sees what he sees, and I can't do anything about that. And we keep talking about him all the time, don't we?
Do you think Morehouse was lucky to finish the game?
I think he's alright. You know, he's a committed player, and we've got committed players. He's a committed player, and it's not about Tommy Shaw. He's ex-Kears and all the rest, and like Goddard probably wants to do well against his old club. But and in the first half, I thought Tommy did do well. But in the second, I thought we busted a bit, and it's not about Tommy. I wasn't watching, to be honest. Like, he got a yellow, didn't he? Did he get a yellow? But I wasn't really that concerned. I'm more concerned about my own players, to be honest.
We finished the game with both Thompson and Williams up front. They're both back after spells away from the club. That gives us something up front, doesn't it, in the closing stages of games, what pace they've got.
Without a doubt, I thought it caused problems. I thought a bit more quality again. We could have, Phil's had a great run, an exciting run. He took 3 players on and just squared it, and Tommy missed it. Julian's got himself in there where he's just nearly went round to keep her there, and we could have had a couple more there, and I thought it was the right thing to do. Me and Harmsy talked about it on the side, and we'll give a bit of life up front. I thought it was a whole forward line's done okay, but I thought we should have finished a lot more chances. Bobby's had a great chance. Carl's had a great chance, and I don't think that's on the front two are excellent players, and Carl and Bobby not getting no better two and then. But at the same time, Julian wants to get in now. He feels he's got some unfinished business. Phil's looked sharp when he's come on. Drive you nuts because he tries to take everybody on, but at the same time, he's done very well. And I've just got a hump with the Lampen thing, to tell you the truth, and I think I've went in the dressing room with a bit of a hump, but I just hear things like that. I'd rather support a team when they come in and give everybody a fair crack at the whip. And if players aren't doing well, I will not hide from you, I'll not hide from supporters, I'll take the blame. But I think, you know, let's give Lampen a little bit of flicking credit and all that, you know, and I'm very annoyed, to tell you the truth.
It was another 3 points away from home. We're still unbeaten away from home since the beginning of August, or this whole season. Why do you think that is, away from home, we're such good? If we can nail our home form, surely we'll be promoted by March, won't we?
Aye, but then again, that's like seeing Leicester win every game. I don't know if a home form's that shocking, to be honest. You know, we've had a great cup in the home. We've beat a lot of teams at home we have. Yes, we lost against Worthing, but that's not a scandal. Worthing's could be second top tonight. We drew against Ferguson, who were fifth top at the time. We drew against Godalming, who on mid-table. Well, we haven't lost against the bottom side where you think it's a disaster and all that, you know, and stuff like that. Sittingbourne had the best run in the league before we played us, and we lost there, and some of them games we've been quite unlucky, so I wouldn't say it's a scandal at home. I just think at home, away from home, we'll be next in. And at home, I'm not concerned about the home form. I think it's quite good. I just think we've had a couple of draws where when a game against, say, Worthing, or very, very good side, so it's not an embarrassment to lose against them sides, and we've just got to make sure we win Sunday.